Eight for nothing, two measure rest. Five, six, seven, eight, rest, two, two, two. This chart after we talked about it, did we add a measure of four in cut time, or do we add two measures of four in cut time? Oh, hello, Mrs. O'Brien. Oh, I have some too. All right. Okay, we got from beginning to end, and no one died. What was the biggest problem with that going from beginning to end? Was it unfamiliarity with the tune? Drawings that I just couldn't play any note about middle C. Because there were a lot of, there were some good moments, and then the good moments started to go away. they started to come back a little bit, and it was okay for a while, and then, so it was kind of like this. And it was like, okay, I think this is how it goes. There were good sections. We didn't string enough of them together to make me not go to the hot dogs. It's the worst thing when you're performing, you see someone going to the hot dogs. So let's break this down.
best time. Well, I do want to go through the Italian terms too.
There's really maybe a half dozen sections that I would really like to key in on and say we need to refine, you know, this, that, this, because everything else is pretty good. You know, you've got a good feel for it. And a lot of it, when you've got these eighth notes in cut time, you know, getting the fingers to move from note to note. And that's the stuff that you guys work on when we get home. So actually, I just want to hear just the beginning one more time. We won't go too far. Let's face it, I mean, we're working the rehearsal like we've been together for the last 12 months. And there's been no pause button hit. And you guys are making it happen. So it's in one sense, it's amazing that we're playing as well as we're playing as a group, not having rehearsed for a year and a half. With material that we've never rehearsed as a full ensemble. The Tuesday night people, we've worked it, but with this size line, we just haven't worked it. So it's, kudos to you for being able to get through this stuff. And as we know, I remember years, going back 5 years or so when we started this thing, I don't think we ever got to where we are right now. It's a slow process. So I know that this tune that we just played was going to be miles and miles and miles better the next time we get together next month on a Sunday here. So let's just go from beginning to, I do want to hit, does everybody have a mute? The sopranos?
Yeah.
We've all got mutes? Okay. So you can, now that it's muted, you can bring it out just a, well, maybe not. All right, I won't.
We have
to grab it.
The other thing I would say is you really need to know where your moment is going, where it's coming from and where it's going to. Because some of us are kind of stepping on the melody. So you need to know where the melody line is, and you've got to bring it back. So you always have to be cognizant of where the melody line is. So we'll go through 21 to... we'll go beginning to 45. And when we get to 45, if you've got the quarter note, everybody but contrabass has the quarter note on one. Make that quarter note just fall. Do, 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 do. Okay? Do. Do, yo, do, do, do. Do. Do, yo, but we'll stop on that quarter note. So beginning to 45, falling off the quarter note at 45. Go 8 for nothing. Yes, this is all in, all in, all in. Beginning to 45. Five, six, seven, eight, rest, two, two, two. Okay, let's not start with a tick. Let's not start with a tick. Five, six, seven, eight, rest, two, three, breathe. All right. I lied. We're gonna work beginning to 9 a little bit.